Ladies and gentlemen, the one that you've been waiting for. Would you welcome Mr. and Mrs. Roy Kearns? Let us know you love it, ladies and gentlemen. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Mr. and Mrs. Roy Kearns.
Imagination will make that moment live. Oh, give me a love what you can give. A kiss to build a dream on. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Payne.
Ladies, bring a tall, cool champagne glass for Stephanie. Oh yeah. Because when you give a toast like this, she's got to have a champagne glass. But ladies and gentlemen, until that time, the one and only, the beautiful one, Stephanie Boyd.
She's great, and I couldn't be happier for her. And Joel, well, I haven't known him as long, but he has became almost like another brother to me. The first time I met him, I was like, he is very quiet. And then, boy, was I wrong, because he was like, quiet anymore. And I got to experience the first time you guys said you love each other in Duke's parking lot, and I now get to be part of your guys' wedding, and I couldn't be any more happier for the two of you. I don't know much about... Oops, thank you.
as well.
I don't know much about marriage, but one thing that might help you guys through the whole life experience is, Joel, if you're right, be quiet, and if you're wrong, say sorry. And I wish nothing but the best for you two, and I couldn't be happier for the two of you, so cheers. To Justin Joel.
Give it up for the one and only, ladies and gentlemen, Stephanie Bork.
I guess I'll start with Jess, since I haven't known her quite as long. But I think the first time I met her was at a New Year's party a couple years ago. And I think we were talking some Blazers, and I might have mentioned Greg Oden at one point, and you snapped back at me, you fired right back at me with some fact. It was a fact, it was true. And I just thought, at that moment, I thought, whoa, I gotta be on my game, this girl's sharp. She's got it together, good job, Joel. But I think that's really important in a relationship, to be able to call somebody out or to push somebody to be the best person they can, and I see that in Joel now. I see how happy that he is, and thank you. It's great seeing my best friend so happy. And I met Joel in middle school, sixth grade. He was recruiting for his basketball team, and he walked into my orchestra class. I don't know what you were doing recruiting an orchestra. I don't know any basketball players that play the violin, but you found me.
You were tall.
Yeah. Makes sense, I guess. Makes sense. But we've pretty much been best friends ever since, and I've never, ever been tired of hanging out with him. Traveled the world together. We've been to the East Coast, we've been to Germany, Switzerland, Italy. We started companies together. Remember Duct Tape Maniacs? I think we made $150 in 1 week selling duct tape walls to seventh graders. We were in seventh grade too. But Joel was always the salesman. You know? He could sell a ketchup popsicle to a woman wearing white gloves.
That's what I'm talking about.
But we've always been great friends. I'm pretty sure I stayed over on a Friday night, Saturday night, and then hid from my parents on Sunday when they came to pick me up in hopes that they'd just be like, well, I don't know where they are. I guess they can stay another night. There was one moment, really, for me, though, that I'll always remember. It was when we were sophomores in high school, and we decided to enter the talent show. And I don't know if it was your idea or my idea, but we decided that we would lip sync to a Blues Brothers song because we could, you know, we could pull that off. And I don't think our parents knew we were doing it. I don't think anybody knew we were doing it. And after the show, or after we performed, you know, everybody stood up and was clapping, and we got a bigger applause than I expected, I guess. I think we both looked at each other and looked at me like, we nailed it. But we stayed in character the whole time. And I just remember that as one of the earliest moments for me realizing that I wanted to be in entertainment. And you know, I wouldn't have had the confidence to do it with anybody else except for you. I think Jess is really lucky. It's Joel's a real man, you know? Real man loves his mother. Loves his sister. Real man plays the tuba. Real man knows one song on the piano, and that's Celine Dion, Titanic. I know you still know how to play it. I know you. But I wish you guys eternity full of happiness and love, and everybody's here for you.
Absolutely.
So soak it in. Raise your glasses. I love you guys. I can't wait to see what the future holds. Cheers.
Give it up, ladies and gentlemen, the best man, Peter Doc Savage. Next, ladies and gentlemen, gives me no better privilege than to welcome a man who has love for his daughter. Would you welcome as he stands? You may not see him because of lights. You sure you don't want to come up here in the light?
No. Okay. Huh? I'm I'm not a good speaker, so be prepared.
Speak real close to the microphone.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. And for those of you who don't know me, I am Tom Ouellette. I'm Jessica's dad. My wife Sandy and I would like to welcome you all and thank you for coming to this very special occasion to celebrate us, the marriage of our daughter, Jessica, to Joel. Today is, of course, a celebration, not just a love and... not just of the love that has united Jessica and Joel in marriage, but also of the families that have created, molded, and influenced the lives of these two very special people. So Sandy and I would like to extend a very warm welcome to Doug, Debbie, and their families, and to relatives and friends of both families. Thank you all for joining us and celebrating this very special day.
Let the tears flow, brother. Let the tears flow.
It is good to see so many friends and family here, some who traveled many miles to be with us today. I remember 29 years ago when I met the love of my life, and I just knew I would marry her. True love is hard to find.
It sure is, brother. It sure is.
And I'm happy to know that Jessica has found that in Joel. We are honored to have Joel as our son-in-law.
Joel!
Take your time, brother. Take your time.
I wish you... I wish you fun and excitement for today, hopes and dreams for tomorrow, and love and happiness forever. Happy marriages begin when we marry the one we love, and blossom when we love the one we marry. My best advice for Joel is to make the most of the honeymoon period. When this is, it's a period between I do and you better. It is written, when children find true love, parents find true joy. Here's to your joy and ours from this day forward.
You need a little more light.
All that remains is for me to say is to ask everyone to have a good time this evening. I'm sorry.
Bring it home, baby. Bring it home.
My final duty and very great privilege is to propose a toast to our daughter and new son-in-law. So would you please stand and join me? In a toast to the bride and groom. Here's to the past for all that you've learned. Here's to the present for all that you share. Here's to the future for all that you look forward to together. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Jessica and Joel.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you.
Look at the two of you dancing merrily, lost in the moment, in each other's face. So much in love, you're alone in this place, like there's nobody else in the world. Hard to give her away. I loved her first.